Turn with me now, if you would, to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. I want to look at four verses, and these are four verses that greatly bless my soul. Let me read all four of them, and then we'll point out a few things. Isaiah 26, verse 1, it says, "In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Isn't that so encouraging? That thought is just so glorious to me. Don't you love the thought of entering into glory? Don't you love that thought? When you read those three words, "in that day," doesn't that make your mind and your heart imagine what it's going to be like to enter into glory with Christ in that day? Think about this with me for just a second. Our Lord has individually been calling His people into glory since Abel, Adam and Eve's son, Abel. One by one, He's been calling His people into glory. For every one of God's people, there comes a point in time where we leave this earth, and this is so hard for us to enter into. It is just so hard for us to imagine. This is all we know. And we're creatures of habit, and we're creatures of comfort. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone. So anything other than this is hard for us to get our minds around, humanly speaking. But there comes a point for every one of God's children where we leave this world and we go to be with the Lord. The Scripture says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But the Scripture says when the Lord comes back, it says He is coming back, and when He does, He is going to bring all of those people who are already there with Him. And they are going to take up their bodies from this earth. And those who come back with the Lord and those who are still on the earth, in the twinkling of an eye, all of our bodies are going to be changed. And our bodies will be just like His body. And as He left this earth, rising up into the air, you know, that's how our Lord went back up to glory. He was talking and blessing His disciples, and He rose up into the air. As He left this earth, we will leave this earth. We will rise up into the air, and we will meet Him, and we will be with Him, and He will take us back to His kingdom, which in Him and with Him and because of Him is our kingdom too. And from that moment on, our life will be glory. Our life will be glory. What we just read describes that moment. Verse 1 says, "In that day." in that day of glory with Christ, that day of inheritance with Christ, that day of receiving everything we have hoped for in Him, glory, heaven, rejoicing, in that day, in that glorious day. The Lord spoke a lot about this through Isaiah. He spoke a lot about that day right here in this book, right here through Isaiah. Let's scroll through some scriptures, okay? Follow me to a few scriptures here. Look at Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." I can't wait. I can't wait. Now, that is every day. That right there is every day. Just like our text is every day. What we read a moment ago, that's every day. It said this song is going to be sung. We sing that song right now. That's every day. That most definitely was the day of the cross, just like our text. Our text is the day of the cross. But there is going to come a day, in that day, that we will never have to put up with the loftiness and the haughtiness of man ever again. And what I mean by that is the loftiness and haughtiness of our own flesh ever again. We'll never have to put up with it ever again. Verse 17 says, "And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, in Himself and in us in that day." Amen. I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't have a death wish. I do have a life wish, and I'm fine to stay here as long as He wants me to be here. But with all that being said, I can't wait. I really can't wait. Look at chapter 4, Isaiah 4, verse 2. It says, "In that day shall the branch of the Lord," who is that? That's Christ. "In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious. And the fruit of the earth," the ripe fruit that is plucked from the earth, "shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel." This is just, whenever I study how I know it's a message is the Lord blesses my heart with it. I get excited and I write it and I just rejoice. And usually I don't get as excited telling it to you as I do when it came in. But I think I'm more excited now than when it came in. This is blessing me so much. In that day, the branch of the Lord is going to be so beautiful and so glorious. "And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel." Now again, that's how we stand right now in Him. He's beautiful right now. He is glorious right now. We are excellent. We are made excellent in Him right now. But in that day, we're going to see it. We're going to realize it. We're going to know it by experience. Look at Isaiah 11. Verse 10 is the reason why we're turning here, but look at beginning verse 1. The heading at the top of my page says, "The peaceable kingdom of Christ." It's talking about Christ. Isaiah 11, verse 1 says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." That's Christ. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breadth of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins." Now, just enjoy verse 6. I can't explain it. If you have questions after this, I won't know the answer. All I can do is read it, okay? But I'm looking forward to this. Whatever this means exactly, I'm looking forward to this. "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling, they're all going to lay there together. And a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice, the adder, snake's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full," the whole earth, the animals, "shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Verse 10 says, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for a sign of the people." To it, to that sign, to him, shall the Gentiles seek, watch this, "and his rest shall be glorious." His rest shall be glorious. Last Sunday, I was so tired from traveling. I was so privileged to get to travel. I'm so glad I got to go. I want to make it very, very clear. I was so happy and thankful to get to go. But I was tired. And while I was here preaching Sunday morning, I was tired. And I was thinking, I need a nap. And Brother Tony was preaching that night, so I thought, I'm going to get a nap. And as we were eating lunch, I was ready for my nap. And I got home and I did a couple of things and I was ready to get in that bed. And I didn't just lay down on the couch with my suit pants on. I got in my PJs and I got that room as dark as I could, and I turned on a fan for some noise. And when I laid down on that pillow, and it's like, this is what I've been waiting for. That moment, I slept so hard, but this is what Isaiah is saying. You haven't experienced anything yet. That rest that's coming is going to be glorious. The rest that you're going to experience. We go through this life just, I'm ready for some rest. I just can't wait for some rest. I'm itching to get into that rest. He said it's going to be so glorious. You just can't even be described. Look at chapter 12. It says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away." How was his anger turned away from us? He was turned away on the cross of Calvary. He was angry with us. How do we know that? Look at the cross of Calvary. God was angry with us. He was angry with the wicked. He was angry with our sin. He's not only angry with sin, he's angry with sinners. How do you know? Look at what he did to his own son in the place of his people. He was angry, and he poured out his anger, and he poured out his wrath, and he poured out his fury. And once that was poured out to the fullest degree, it was over. And he said, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's what we're going to drink from. The wells of salvation. Verse 4 says, and in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day. Go with me back to Isaiah 26. Verse 1 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We just read in chapter 12, it said, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. God's people are singers. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. Those who get a hold of this, joy is in the heart and it spills out. Children of the heavenly King will sing their joys abroad. God's people are singers. Verse 1 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. I love envisioning the thought of being in a congregation that no man can number. All singing with a single heart, singing a single note, in a single spirit unto a singular God and a singular Savior. And I can't help but envision this song being in the key of C. Capital C, Christ. On a piano keyboard. If anybody knows anything about a piano keyboard, you have white keys and black keys. All of the white keys are natural notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All of the black keys are sharps and flats. The key of C is the only key that uses no sharps or flats, only natural notes. And because of that, it is said, it's believed, it's acknowledged that the key of C is the most pleasant key that there is to the ear. Computers and things are tuned to the key of C because it's the most pleasing, it's the most calming, and the most restful key that there is, the key of C. And that's most definitely the case for God's people. Don't give me any sharps or any flats. Let me stay on the natural key of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. The calming, pleasant sound of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 1 says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. And here it is. We have a strong city. Oh, we looked for this city. We waited for this city, and here it is. We are standing in a city that has foundations. Foundations that can never crumble and never fall. Because the builder and maker of this city is God Almighty. And the foundation is Christ Himself. When we were reading over there in Revelation 21, Back in Revelation 4, it says, Christ, the one who sits on the throne, looks like a jasper stone, a diamond, clear as crystal. And then in Revelation 1, it said that his bride, I'll show you his bride. And John looked at her and he said, she looks just like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, just like Christ. And it said that wall is made out of jasper stone. Wonder what that wall is. And the first foundation is jasper stone. It's Christ, 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 Christ. It's all Christ. It's all Christ. The builder and maker of this city is God Almighty, built on Christ Himself, God Almighty. And because He stands forever and He upholds all things forever, this city will stand forever, which is God's people. I saw this city come out as a bride prepared for her husband. And we're going to forever cry, oh, we have a strong city. Verse 1 goes on to say, salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Don't you love the thought of a walled city? Walls that completely surround and protect. You think about being in a city for safe keeping. Just walls that can't be invaded. Walls and bulwarks. A bulwark is, when you look it up, it means an army. It means an entrenchment. A surrounding fortress. That means inside this place, you're safe. You're so safe. We're going to feel so safe. In that day, we're going to say, look at this city. Look at these walls. Look at this defense. Look at what it's made out of. What's it made out of? Salvation. It's made out of salvation. The salvation that God appointed to us in Christ. He's our safety. He's our comfort. He's our peace. We're surrounded by Christ. That's what we're going to say. Look, we're surrounded by Christ. The sovereignty of our God appointed Him to be that for us. Turn over to Isaiah 60. I'll be quick here, but turn to Isaiah 60. This is the promise of that day. Isaiah 60, verse 18. It says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. We're going to say, you see all these walls right here? You know what you call that? Salvation. This is salvation. Christ. Christ is surrounding us. He's our salvation. He's our praise. Verse 18. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be... Let me read that again. This is too good. Thy people also shall be all righteous. Everybody in there. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. Doesn't that sound so wonderful? Back in Isaiah 26, we just read, they shall all be righteous, made righteous in Christ, made righteous by Christ, covered in His perfection, robed in His spotlessness, accepted in Him. Verse 2 says, open ye the gates, made worthy to walk right through the gates. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. God's people keep the truth because Christ kept it for them and gave that keeping to them. We keep because we're being kept. Verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Every time our minds go to him, you know, as we live life on this earth, all of our fear and confusion and worry and doubt, every time our mind goes to him, peace comes to us. Every time our mind goes to him, peace comes to us. Peace in all these things that we have to deal with. Peace in the fact that he's in control of it. Peace in the fact that he ordered whatever it is for our good. Peace in the fact that it's going to bring glory to him. He gives peace. Every time our minds go to him, there's peace. And there is coming a day when our minds are never going to leave him again. We get these small moments where our minds go to him and then we leave. There is coming a day where our minds will never leave him again. Our mind will go to him and it'll never come off of him. Never. Never. In that day, our minds will be stayed upon Jehovah. And because of that, our hearts will be fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. I love the center margin on this word perfect. Do you have a center margin in your Bible for that word perfect? Do you see what it translates, what it originally was written to say? Peace. That's what the word means. Peace, peace. Thou wilt keep him in peace, peace. That will be our condition in that day. Peace, peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now this is another moment when I love the center margin. If I didn't have this center margin, I don't know if I would have thought to look up the meaning, the translation of everlasting strength. I think I would have just taken it to mean everlasting strength. But do you know what that translates to? In the original Hebrew, what it was originally written to say? The rock of ages. The rock of ages. Verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is the rock of ages. Who is that? That's Christ. That rock was Christ. He said, you trust in Jehovah forever. God the Almighty. Because in God the Almighty is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in the Godhead, the Godhead in Christ. You look to the Lamb of God. You put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And your trust will be in the true and living Almighty God. And in Him is everlasting strength. What a day. What a day. I'm looking forward to it. I truly am. What a song. That's the first verse. The whole chapter is the song. But that's the first verse, and it's a glorious verse. Maybe we'll look at the other verses sometime. All right, let's all stand together.